Take 15. We have cards for September 10th and 11th, 2022. And they are the Knight of Cups, the Lovers, and the Page of Wands. Blame it on the moon. Gloriously full in watery, artistic, imaginative, and of course romantic Pisces, moon madness may be upon you. It's surreal and dreamy, creative, and a bit wobbly. We have the makings of an interesting scene on the table today. The Lovers, number 6 of the major arcana, and associated with the astrological sign Gemini, the twins, is ruled by the messenger planet Mercury, which is, I think, in retrograde. I would be lying if I didn't say I see a marriage proposal here, but the Lovers, today in the center, is not an uncomplicated card. It's interesting that I'm using the Russian Tarot of St. Petersburg today, which is getting a little tired. The gold has just about been rubbed off the edges of the cards altogether, which shows two lovers dancing in the dark under a full moon on this beautiful and potentially life-changing card. Both the sun and the moon look down upon the love-struck couple as an eerie blue cherubim, floats over their heads in a black sky dotted with bright white stars. Pages are children in the tarot, young or young at heart. The Page of Wands, Leo, Aries, Sagittarius, is ruled by the lucky giant Jupiter. Pages are, of course, messengers, and this one may have an announcement, proposal, or invitation of some kind. In the past is the Knight of Cups of the suit of water, and no doubt very affected by the phases of the tide-turning moon, Cancer, Pisces, Scorpio. On a white horse, the Knight of Cups carries his ornate gold cup, signifying, of course, his heart and emotions, over rough-looking, dry brown terrain, dotted with tiny pink or blue flowers. This card is in the past position and faces left, but we all know Mercury retrograde reintroduces people from the past, and this knight may very well be circling back with something to say, or you may hear news from or about a past lover. Six is balance, and because people ask, so did I about the karmic number 6. What is so special about the number 6? 6 is the only number that is both the sum and the product of 3 consecutive positive numbers, is a congruent number, and the first discrete biprime, 2 times 3, number of the discrete biprime family. The lovers together become one whole. This could be learning to love and integrate your own light and dark sides. Reignition. The page holds his tall wand or club, which he or she hasn't quite grown into yet, representing the Ace of Fire or the spark plug that ignites this passionate, exciting suit. This could be a reignited passion inspired by the moon, the retrograde, or both, a fresh, exciting, creative endeavor, partnership, or relationship. This could be going public with a relationship or anything else. The Page of Wands has something to declare. I'm reminded of a story told by the late Beatrice Wood, an American artist who as a young girl ran around with the great surrealists, becoming involved with the French artist Marcel Duchamp. She was shattered when Duchamp enjoyed a dalliance with another young lady, explaining that he simply couldn't resist. He'd become mesmerized by the moonlight on her neck. Beatrice was shocked that that was all it took. Très romantique, no? I had no idea she was the inspiration for the character Rose in the movie Titanic, which now I'll have to see. Beatrice Wood, age 105, when asked the secret of her longevity, would simply say, art books, chocolates, and young men. Also dancing barefoot, drinking lemonade from a mason jar, and making music. Happy full moon.